Welcome to the Sportscast, October 25th, 2018. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on YouTube, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. The Oregon Ducks disappoint. They lost against the Washington State 34-20. And to join us to talk about what happened to Oregon and their failure is Ty Turner. Welcome to the Sportscast.
Oregon and their failure. Okay, what's up, man?
So, what happened? We were calling a trap game like the, you know, a couple days before. You said it wasn't a trap game. You guys beat them, you know, previously in like the past 3 years. What happened to Oregon this time?
Well, it wasn't a trap game. What did it be a trap game? Trap game is between two good games.
Yeah.
So they played Washington, but Arizona's not a trap game. Arizona's one of the worst teams in the Pac-12. So, no, I stand behind it. It was not a trap game. They did come off an emotional high. They played Washington State on the road, a team that was coming off a week bye, and Mike Leach is a very good coach, and it was College Game Day was there. It was their homecoming, and they really set the emotional tone, and Oregon came out flat. They came out extremely just flat, and the other team came out very inspired and was clicking and jumped out to a 27-0 lead, and second half, Oregon got it together, started executing, able to get within a touchdown, and Washington State was able to stymie that with some big plays on that last touchdown drive that they had. And that's the game in a nutshell. One team came out really, really amped, really pumped, really clicking, and the other team didn't, and built such a big lead that even though the other team started clicking in the second half, they couldn't make up the difference.
Do you think Washington State has a lot of promise ahead of them?
I think they are definitely a. Oh, really? I got to check in now. Hold on, I'm gonna have to check in while I'm on this line. I think they have a really good team, but promise as in what? Do I think they're going to make college football playoff?
No, I mean, you know, can they go deep? Can they win the Pacific North?
If I had to be, I would say no. I don't think they win the Pacific North. I think they actually end up losing about three games. I actually think this game this week, because they're going to Samford and playing on the road, coming off of a big-time victory over Oregon. We'll probably do that. I'm guessing we might do that game in predictions. Maybe it won't. It's a top 25 matchup, so.
It is.
I'd probably pick Samford. I just think that they're going to come out. I just think that they're going to come out just more amped. I think so. Right there is a loss, and they never play good. When I mean never, they absolutely never play good against Washington State.
Now that this game happened, and there were, I think Herbert was asked if he was going to join the NFL. He said no. Do you think he will follow through with that?
Wow, you went to that one already.
I mean, we got nothing else to talk about. It was a loss is a loss. It's tough to talk about a loss.
Will Herbert go to the NFL? Should he go to the NFL? Can I have my phone on me?
No.
Okay. Hey, Danielle, can you give me this? Like, can you talk about something else for a couple minutes?
Do.
I gotta go through this.
Go ahead.
All right.
All right. So I want to go over the Oregon and Washington State. Washington State went up 27-0 at the half. Oregon pulled 27-20. Adam Stacks 23-yard field goal.
Oh yeah.
With 6:38 left, and started to create restfulness for Washington State fans, who had seen big leads disappear in the past. The Cougars got a huge play on the next drive from Travell Harris, who when he stole a pass from Oregon's Javon Holland for a 37-yard gain into Oregon territory. Minshew then hit Harris for 11 yards to convert 4th and 6, and two plays later, Minshew hit Patman for the touchdown that finally got away the Ducks. The second half was better for the Ducks, in my opinion. And it was very dramatic second half, but Oregon had a lot to play from behind. Oregon quarterback Justin Herbert was 25 of 44 for 270 yards and a touchdown. But it was a big letdown for the Ducks after last week's overtime victory over Washington. The Ducks were lethargic and struggled with execute in the first half, finishing with 39 total yards of offense and just 3 first downs in the first 30 minutes. Herbert said, "Anytime you play like that in the first half, you're not going to win many ball games." And that's true. I've seen this, you know, time after time. Yeah, we were just talking about, you know, Justin Herbert for the game. He said, "Anytime you play like that in the first half, you're not going to win many ball games." And he was 25 of 44 for 270 yards and a touchdown, but it was a big letdown for the Ducks after last week's overtime victory over Washington. The Ducks were lethargic.
Okay, now,
go ahead.
Okay, okay. Since I'm back, I'll talk now. Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the game, and I can go on to Herbert about. Sorry, I'll
no,
go
it's okay.
Security.
Yeah,
airport. To everyone out there. Anyway, talk a little bit more. I said it earlier in the week, and you kind of were like, remember when we were talking in the sports cast, and you're kind of like, you have to, when I was saying I didn't, Duck fans didn't expect them to make college football playoffs. And the reason why is this team is just, it is, most of the best players in the team are very young. And it lacks, so I kind of knew that, like, I saw how they were at, the first and foremost, they completely choked the Stanford game away, a game that they had won. They had the Stanford game won, and they choked it away. So that's the first sign of a team that's immature, young, and doesn't know how to win yet. Second sign of a team that's immature, young, is they were so overhyped after that Washington game. I mean, they, like, running on the field, just like, I follow a lot of players on Instagram and Twitter, and they're just like, you could tell they were hyped out of their mind. And I was thinking during the week, I'm like, I think this team's a little bit immature, and I think they're going to come out at Washington State on the road, and they're just going to be flat. And unfortunately, my hunch was completely correct. And that's exactly what happened. They just had such an emotional letdown while Washington State had a week to prepare. It was their homecoming, college game day was there, and they were just really focused, and they came out like sharp as a tack, while Oregon just came out completely overhyped. And, well, they were completely overhyped for the Forks, so they just were so flat. And I kind of knew, I just knew what I saw from the team in other games and what I knew of, like, who was on their team and what they had. I just kind of knew that this is a team that is about a year away if Herbert comes back, but then that can, now I can carry that into your question. What do you think Justin Herbert should go to the NFL? Do I personally think Justin Herbert should go to the NFL? Well, I'm going to lay the groundwork for that question. This is a draft that there is not very many good draft-eligible prospects. I don't think anyone other than Justin Herbert has a first-round grade. Like, I mean, it's crazy. Like, not one other quarterback. But there still is teams that are probably wanting to draft quarterbacks in the first round. The Giants want to draft quarterback. There's a good chance that Raiders might be moving on from Derek Carr. They might want to draft quarterback. There's a good chance the Jacksonville Jaguars want to move on from Bortles. They want to draft quarterback. Denver doesn't have a long-term quarterback in Case Keenum. They want to draft quarterback. So there is 4 or 5 teams that can be drafted in the top 15 that want a quarterback. And you're the number one quarterback. You're the one that has, by every, whether it's NFL.com, Bucky Brooks, or Jeremiah, or Mel Kiper, Tom McShay of ESPN, CBS Sports, whoever it is, pretty much it's unanimous that the number one rated college quarterback is Justin Herbert. He comes out, he's the first quarterback taken. More than likely, would make a hypothetical guess, he's taken with like the third overall or second or first overall pick by the New York Giants.
Yeah.
That's tough to walk away from.
Yeah.
That's tough. But I'm also give you the other side of the equation. He is from Eugene, Oregon. He's third generation University of Oregon guy. He also is a 4.1 biology student. He's an academic All-American. He wants to finish his degree. He would be leaving his degree on the table. He wants to go to med school eventually. There could be a sentiment of wanting to play his all 4 years for the Oregon Ducks and possibly taking them to the college football playoff. And not only that, his brother, Patrick Herbert, is going to be a true freshman for Oregon this year as a tight end. So those kind of outside linebackers that most people don't know could bring him back. But I would probably say that I would probably recommend that he leaves, to be honest with you.
I agree.
But those outline issues that we don't really know a lot about. It's made a lot of news, and I know he initially said he didn't, but he denied it when they interviewed him. He said he hasn't even thought about it. Other teammates came forward and said that he did say he was coming back. I think his best friend on the team, Brendan Schooler, said he talked to Herbert and he was coming back. Schooler actually then followed that up with, I think he should go, but I respect him if he comes back. So even his teammates think he should go. So, and as an Oregon Ducks fan, I think because if Justin Herbert leaves, they're going to be definitely taking, I think, a step back next year, to be honest with you. Even though they'll be more talented, all their talent will be freshmen and sophomores, including the quarterback position. So I don't think, but if Herbert comes back and a couple other players that might possibly be with the talent that they also have coming in, I think Oregon would be a top five team. And that next year, it kind of would be a college football playoff or bust kind of mentality.
Yeah, that's I was saying to you guys for the past couple of weeks, I think, you know, if Herbert stays on for next year, Oregon is built for 2019.
If he stays on. If they don't, I don't think they're built for. So, yeah, I think it's completely predicated. I think if Herbert comes back, there's a good chance they make college football playoff. If Herbert doesn't come back, I think it's a team that's probably going to be like 8-4, 9-3 with the schedule that they have. They have a much tougher schedule next year, like a lot tougher schedule.
Here are the other prospects that I see for quarterback if they go to the draft: Drew Locke and Ryan Finley. What are your thoughts about those guys?
They're both kind of the same. When they play a defense with a pulse, they don't do anything. I've not seen Drew Locke really have a good game against, he might have last year, definitely not this year, against Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, any team that has a good defense, and he has to sit back there at all and gets any pressure on him. He's winging the ball all over, making terrible decisions. He has a very strong arm. He had a very good year last year. I believe he's a senior, but I'm not totally positive. And Ryan Finley has always been consistent, but once again, when he plays against better competition, a la Clemson, he hasn't really done a whole lot. He was very ineffective in the game last week. So, I mean, I think they will end up going in the first round, but that's more because it's a weak draft as opposed to them being really elite prospects.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Decision making is really tough. You know, when to cash in, when to stay. It's you know, these tough decisions. People say Herbert just might as well just cash in because the following year, if he waits another year, he has to compete with Tua. But you know, there are a few NFL teams that need quarterbacks, like the Giants and the Jaguars, and maybe Oakland. Yeah. You know?
I do think ultimately, I've kind of gone back and forth with that. If you go off of if it becomes between him and Tua, and we'll find out, maybe that's what's going to end up being. I think Herbert gets drafted before him, because I just think he's a better pro prospect. Tua is a tremendous college player, but he's a little undersized. Big Razor got drafted first. So, I mean, I don't know. You just don't know anymore. And look at the career that a guy like Drew Brees has had and Russell Wilson. So, but I think if it came between Tua and Herbert, I think Herbert would be drafted first, but you don't know.
Yeah. Let's see what happens. So let's look at these past week results. Were you surprised that Purdue beat Ohio State?
Oh, you know what? There was something wrong with Ohio State. I've been thinking that and seeing them from afar. I also saw some people that picked that as a possible upset. Now, to beat them as bad as they did, I mean, they whooped them. Yeah, I was surprised by that. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
But there's Ohio State, I got a feeling this is going to be Urban Meyer's last rodeo.
Ooh. Yeah, Purdue defeated Ohio State 49-20. It wasn't even close. It was a blowout completely. LSU defeated Mississippi State 19-3. What'd you think about that win?
Well, I didn't see much of it because that was literally on at the exact same time as the Oregon versus Washington State game. But from what I saw some clips. I did see a little bit of it. Mississippi State could not get any offense. They couldn't do any offense. Hey, I told you I want to talk about it. We're going to mention that because Mississippi State and like a couple other teams that I've seen in the SEC brings up a comparison because everyone says the SEC is the best conference.
Is it?
I don't think so. It has the best. They have the best top end teams, but from top to bottom, Mississippi State is horrible.
Yeah.
I've watched them play this year. Their offense is atrocious. But that's not the only team. Vanderbilt is terrible. I mean, these are offenses that are awful.
You know,
Kentucky,
yeah, you're right. SEC,
awful.
It is top
Kentucky
heavy.
Kentucky even, they cannot. I mean, their offense is bad. So I'm just saying, if you were to play like the Big Ten, for instance, the Big Ten has deeper, they have more better teams. There's like 9 legitimately pretty good teams in the Big Ten. Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan State, Michigan, Purdue, Iowa, Northwestern, Wisconsin, and am I missing someone?
Big Ten.
But I just named off like
Indiana.
Yeah, like. They're not even like there's at least some semblance of an offense.
Yeah, but like the SEC,
and then you got Ole Miss who had no defense.
Well, like here's my other argument. Like you know, like these past couple of years, sometimes you see 2 SEC teams in the playoffs.
So I just said I thought that the SEC had better top end teams.
Yeah.
So how is your argument? What does that argument have any correlation to mine?
I mean, why hasn't there been much, like 2 Big Ten teams in the top 5, for example?
Because there was actually Michigan, Ohio State 2 years ago. Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State. They all 3 were within the top 6. So that 2 years ago, there was 3 Big Ten teams. And like I said, the SEC has very good top end teams.
Yeah.
But when you go down past the first 5 or 6, the rest of the teams are very just marginal teams.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the bowl results, the SEC has not done exactly great the last couple of years. The Big Ten has done very – the Big Ten has, I think, between the conference, I think they've had the best bowl win-loss record of any conference over the last 2, maybe 3 years. And it's because when it gets down to games versus like, yeah, if it was Ohio State versus like it probably, yeah, like definitely this year. But when you pick, like when you start going like Wisconsin killed Miami in the bowl game, Penn State killed Washington in the bowl game. I remember Purdue killed Arizona in a bowl game. Michigan State killed Washington State in a bowl game. Michigan did end up losing that game to South Carolina, but they dominated most of the game. It was just the Big Ten won almost all their bowl games last year, other than like,
Nebraska.
I think they lost. Ohio State killed USC. So definitely the Big Ten killed them up in the Pac-12.
Yeah, like there's more depth in like the Big Ten. And SEC has a very top-heavy conference, you know. But yeah, you're right. It makes sense. Which it reminds me in soccer, which you might not know this, in the Premier League is very competitive, and if you go to the Spanish leagues, there's like 2-3 good teams, top heavy. But yeah, I can see that. But, I could definitely see that. And also, you know, Big Ten is also good in basketball. SEC is not.
Well, you know what? Irony this year, the SEC is better.
Really? Did not know.
Yeah. Go look at sports ranking. I think the SEC has 3 top 10 teams. They have Auburn, Kentucky, and Tennessee all in the top 10. The Big Ten, I think they only have 2 in the top 25. Let me pull this up. I'm going to pull this up since you brought that up. Because, yes, I agree. Normally, the Big Ten is better, but the SEC is actually pretty strong this year.
Yeah, because a lot of the SEC teams are typically like NIT teams.
Yeah, I mean, the SEC is not too good. Okay, so currently the SEC has Kentucky at 2, Tennessee at 6, Auburn at 11, Mississippi State at 18, and LSU. So that's 5 top 25, 3 top 10.
Wow.
The Big Ten has Michigan State at 10, Michigan at 19, and Purdue at 24. So they have, the SEC, at least according to the preseason rankings, are better. Now the ACC, let's go to the ACC. ACC has Duke at 4, Virginia at 5, North Carolina at 8, West Virginia on that conference. Virginia Tech at 15, Syracuse at 16, Florida State at 17, Clemson at 22. So the ACC, I'm not counting, but I think that's 7 teams, right?
Yeah.
And the Big 12 has Kansas State, West Virginia, Kansas. It's pretty even out. Yeah, it's pretty. And then you got in the Big 12, it's Washington at 25, Oregon at 14. Pac 12 is kind of weak. Ouch. Pac 12 is not very strong. So Pac 12 is kind of low end. Big 10 is not as strong this year. And then you got the ACC and SEC and Big 12 that seems to be a little stronger.
Yeah, usually for the Pac 12, it's Washington and Oregon that usually dominate from that region. Well, they got Stanford.
You're talking about for football or
for basketball?
Ooh, UCLA.
Yes, right. I'm sorry.
If you go in Arizona. Arizona's, that's crazy. Arizona's not in the top 25. If I had to rank for the Pac 12 for basketball, I'd say Arizona's normally first, UCLA second, and then probably Oregon third. But if you for football, the Pac-12, it's probably been over the last decade: Stanford, Washington, Oregon, and USC.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Let me read you the college poll for football, and then I want to hear your opinion. First, Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, LSU, and fourth, Michigan, Texas, Georgia, Oklahoma, Florida, and UCF. How do you see it?
Oh, very discouraging, because obviously my team, which was, I thought if they would have won, they probably would have moved into the top 10, so that sucks. Of that top 10, Alabama would have first. I gave you my poll. I sent you my poll.
It was close.
I have Alabama first, Clemson second, LSU third, Notre Dame fourth, I have Michigan fifth, I believe sixth. I don't know if I have Texas at 6. You'd have to look back at my poll. What did my poll say?
Let's see.
I can get mine. I can look it up.
I gotta go back into
my
thread
top 25. I have Alabama, Clemson, LSU, Notre Dame, Michigan, Georgia 6, Oklahoma 7, Texas 8, USF 9, and Florida 10.
Wow.
So pretty close.
Now, here's my question. If LSU loses next week, do you think they'll have a huge drop, or there will be just a small drop?
if Alabama, if LSU loses to Alabama?
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be a massive drop, but I think you can pretty much kiss their playoff hopes alive,
yeah,
unless something miraculous happens.
Yeah,
because they're, if they lose to Alabama, they're not going to be making the conference championship game.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say that because Alabama's not losing to anyone else. so then, because and not only that, even if Alabama lost to one other team, they would be a one to, there'd be a head to head tiebreaker victory for Alabama. So, no, wait a minute. Take that back. No, if it would be LSU's second loss in conference, Alabama would have to lose three times.
And that's not going to happen.
So if LSU loses, they're not going to the college football playoff. Do I think there's going to be a massive drop? No, they'll probably be like ninth or like seventh, eighth, or ninth in that range. But they would keep on, like, even if they win out after that and go 10-2, the highest they would get is like six. And they would just keep on, okay, for instance, a two-loss Big Ten champion would get in over them. A two-loss Big 12 champion would probably get in over them. There's even an outside possibility. Let's say Washington, for instance, goes undefeated. Okay, wins out, goes 10-2, goes to the conference title game, wins that, finishes 11-2. They probably might get the edge over LSU because it's not just the two losses. It's the fact that they wouldn't be an SEC champion. They wouldn't have even played for the SEC championship.
Yes.
So now
Alabama has that pass.
No. Listen to this. LSU upsets Alabama.
What happens then?
Alabama wins out. LSU wins out. Alabama finishes 11-1, but not the SEC champion. LSU then goes 11-1, wins the SEC title game. LSU would get in, and Alabama would get in.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. And Alabama will probably get the fourth seed.
Because they didn't win that. Yeah, LSU would get the higher seed because, well, not only did they win the head-to-head, they'd also be SEC champions.
Maybe number one.
But then what a... Yeah, there would be one. Actually, it'd probably be an LSU versus Alabama rematch.
That'd be a good game. That'd be a great game.
Remember the last time that happened? Remember the last time LSU beat Alabama, and then they ended up rematching, and Alabama beat them?
I know. That could happen again.
For the title game.
Yeah, that would be one of the best first 1-4 seed game.
Did you ask Justin that question? And he didn't say that he thought LSU could still get in with a loss to Alabama, did he?
No, I think he said LSU's path will be complicated if they lost next week.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I thought I heard him answer that question. But I know if they lose, they're not getting in.
Yeah, it's complex.
It'd be one of those deals where I don't think they would drop really far. They would just keep on like sitting at 5-6, and like a conference champion would get in over them.
Wow!
I mean, they would have to hope for like a real mess, like I don't know.
This is exciting. This gets it. Now, how about Notre Dame? You think Notre Dame will hang in there?
I still think, for some reason, I have this feeling. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know if it's against Florida State. I don't know if it's against Syracuse. I don't know if it's against USC. I think they're going to lose. But I don't know if that knocks them out of the playoffs. They might still get a berth with a one loss.
I don't know, man.
So,
Texas and...
The Texas and Oklahoma are going to take care of themselves because one of those is for sure going to lose again because they're going to play each other again.
Yeah, one's going
to. And I don't trust Texas. I don't trust Texas. I can see Texas losing a game they shouldn't.
How about Michigan?
I had no hope for Michigan
the other week, and they're breathing right behind the fourth.
I think they look pretty. Yeah, I mean, but I could also see them losing Ohio State. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know how this is all going to play out.
This could be all different in two weeks.
You know, I'm a Pac-12 guy because I'm Oregon, but I do think it's almost impossible for the Pac-12 to get in.
Yeah, it's
the way. And I tell you what, if the Big Ten cannibalizes itself too much. They're getting risky too. And I think that the Big 12, there's still a possibility they cannibalize themselves. The funny thing is, the ACC is atrocious. Literally, basically, have one top 25 team. But the one top 25 team is really good.
Yeah, it's really bad. Yeah, I mean, Clemson has to win out. They can't slip any moment. They got to have good, convincing wins, too.
Well, no, if they went out, they're in. I mean, plain and simple. If they went out, they're going to get in. And if they, and you know what, they might get in with one loss because they're still a good enough team. That they look good enough on. You just see them, the eye test. But they've made three straight college football playoffs, including winning the national title and one. So yeah, I mean, I think they would have to lose if they win once and lose once and win out. I think they get in actually. Because enough other teams have one loss. Like, everyone in the Big 12 has a loss.
There's a lot of losses.
Everyone in the Big... No, listen. Everyone in the Big 12 has a loss. Everyone in the Big 10 has a loss. Pac-12, everyone has, except for Washington State. If Washington State went out, they'd be one loss. But I don't think they're going to win out. I think they're going to lose. I think they're actually going to be 9-3 or 8-4. They do this every year.
Yeah, you're right. There is a whole lot of one losses so far. There's only like four teams, Alabama, Clemson, and no, actually three, Notre Dame, and then UCF, but I don't think they're undefeated. They're not going anywhere.
They were undefeated last year, and they weren't even close.
Yeah, they just have to like keep pushing up to a better conference. Anyways,
their schedule stinks.
Yeah, they beat East Carolina. I mean, that's a... Who knows?
Oh, dude, their schedule. Someone pulled up a record of all their combined opponents. Their opponents are like, it's something ridiculous, like 7 and like 25. It's like something crazy, horrific. They have like the 130th worst schedule in college football. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Okay, are you watching the World Series?
I have watched a little bit.
Okay, so far Boston's leading 2. Oh, well, you are a Red Sox fan, so they're up 2-0 in the series.
Yep.
So
good.
Yeah, I have no idea. I actually, my friend from California was talking to me about it. Oh, wow, like the World Series on. I forgot. So I'm trying to catch up with baseball.
You're like, World Series, what is this?
I know. I'm too involved with college football. I'm that, NFL and soccer, I'm like, And then the NBA, you know, because last night LeBron got his first win with the Lakers. So,
oh, congratulations, LeBron!
Ready for predictions?
Normal. Yes. So,
Clemson at FSU.
Clemson. I just don't. You know, it's at FSU, but I just don't see. I just don't see it happening. Yeah.
Florida at Georgia. Biggest game of the weekend.
Man, rivalry game, college game day there, the world's largest cocktail party. I would probably, man, Georgia looked terrible last time they're out. They had a bye week. They had time to recuperate. Is Fields going to come out? How are they going to play this? If Florida has been looking better and still will buy Frank's ton. They have a good running game, good running backs, great defense. I still think Georgia's a little more talented team. I'm going to take Georgia. But, I think it's going to be a good game. And it would not be shocked if Florida wins this game. But I think Georgia wins.
Penn State at Iowa.
That's a good game. It's an underrated good game. It's two top 25 teams. Iowa's playing very well. Iowa's a team with one loss, remember, that, who knows? You know, every few years, Kirk LaFrance takes his team like 11-1, or this has been his MO since he's been there, and he did a terrific job developing talent. Always plays really good at defense, very good line play, solid quarterback play. I can't build a team all that up, and they're playing at Iowa, right?
Correct.
Oh, are you sure it's Iowa? Are you sure it's on Penn State? They played at Iowa last year. It's odd that. They played at Iowa last year. It was a really good game too.
I checked this morning, and I'm sure it's in Iowa. It is in Iowa. Yes, 3:30 p.m.
So they're playing in Iowa again.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I'm gonna take Iowa. If it's at Iowa, I'm definitely gonna take. I'm looking at it right here. It says at Nittany Lions.
What? Hold on.
Yeah, at Nittany Lions.
Wow.
Jeez. See those new glasses. They're offering deals at VisionWorks.
Yeah, Google has it. It's probably a Google thing because they're telling me it's in Iowa, but I guess.
Yeah, no, it's not. I thought it was because I remember they played last year. I'm like, that's crazy to do two years in a row at the same place.
No,
but moral of the story, it's at Penn State.
Makes a big difference.
Yeah, it does make a huge difference. I was like all in for Iowa, but that Iowa. But then when he said that, I'm like, I'm going to go Iowa. I'm going to go Iowa. If they're on a roll. They're playing extremely well. I'm going to go Iowa.
You're going to Iowa. Okay. Washington State at Stanford.
I already said. I just think it's going to be an old letdown party for the old, letdown.
So Stanford wins. And then Oregon at Arizona.
Arizona is just going to destroy it. Arizona's not a very good team. Oregon would have to play a bad game. I'm talking about for instance, even if Oregon played like they did last week, they would beat Arizona, which they played very well. Arizona's not very good. They defensively, they're not good. Offensively, they don't really have an identity. This is not a good football team. I have Oregon winning probably like 42-28.
Yeah, coach is Kevin Sumlin. I guess he's heard there was a lot of hype with them.
They don't have a lot of talent.
Yeah,
they really don't. They have one of the least talented rosters in the Pac-12.
NFL, Miami at Houston.
I guess I'll go. Houston's bad. I'll go Miami.
Miami. Philadelphia Eagles at the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Philadelphia's playing pretty good again. Jaguars are playing terrible. I'm going to go Philadelphia.
Baltimore Ravens at the Carolina Panthers.
Baltimore's had a pretty good year. What's the Panthers record right now?
Let's see. Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers.
They're 5-2.
Let me double check the standings. I was just counting. Panthers are 4-2. 4-2. Sorry.
Okay, 4-2. They're not having a bad year. I'll go Panthers. It's at home, right?
It is. It's in Charlotte. The Denver Broncos at the Kansas City Chiefs.
Chiefs. I don't even think about that one. Chiefs look amazing. The only loss was that barn burner with New England, and they came all the way back in that one even. So, yeah, Chiefs.
And do you like Mahomes?
Okay, he's great. He's terrific. I mean, he can make any throw. He reminds me of Brett Favre. He can literally, he's just one of those guys that can make any throw on the field. And it's the talent. And he's smart. He's a good decision. He's, for the most part, a pretty good decision maker. But he just has a talent. He's a very tremendous arm talent, the best arm talent I've seen since Favre, even better in some ways than Rodgers as an arm talent. I he still has a long ways to go, but close to Rodgers. I can't say better. I don't know, but he's awesome. I can see why he's all the hype.
Cleveland at Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers.
The Jets at the Chicago Bears.
The Bears, they forgot to play defense last week against New England. But I guess I'll go Bears.
Green Bay Packers at the Oakland Raiders.
No, they're not playing the Oakland Raiders. Packers are playing the Rams.
Oh, crap. Oh, yeah, the Rams. My bad. Why did I put that? I was like, why do you want to talk about that game?
Oh, I'm a Packers fan.
Yeah, yeah, they're playing the Rams this Sunday. Yep.
Yeah, and they're the best team in football, undefeated at their home place. This is not great. They're coming off a bye. They are getting their best receivers, Devontae Adams, but two of their better receivers in Geronimo Allison and Randall Cobb are going to be back. So he's getting the weapons back. They saved possibly their season by winning that game against the 49ers on Monday Night Football. They were playing terrible, should have lost, and then came back with a lot of help from the 49ers with some bad mistakes at the end. But, can I really pick an upset here? I mean, the Rams look awful.
Oh, awesome. Come on. Be realistic. Be realistic.
Packers are very we have the best quarterback in football, though.
Well, Goff might take that role.
We have the best quarterback in football. Goff is not better than Rodgers. They went to the same high school, college. Sorry.
Oh, they did.
They both went to Cal, but
wow.
Yeah, they both went to Cal. No, he's not better. He's under no circumstances better than Rodgers. No one's better than Rodgers. Rodgers is still the best quarterback in football.
Maybe Tom Brady could top that, but.
I mean, there's an argument for Brady because he's won more titles. I'm still going to say Rodgers because I like him better. But I'm going to take the Packers with a huge upset. Shocker. They got it together. Rodgers takes them on their back and wins it.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll see more Devontae Adams.
Yeah, most definitely.
New England Patriots at the Buffalo Bills. Monday Night Football.
Oh... Patriots. Patriots playing pretty good again.
They are.
Got Josh Gordon and like a totally different team.
Yeah, very. Oh, and who do you have for game 3, the Red Sox at the Dodgers?
I mean, it's going back to LA. LA might come back. I don't know who's on the mound for them. I ultimately think the Red Sox take this series in about 6 games. But I guess game 3, I probably would say the Dodgers come out and play pretty inspired ball at home and take it.
Make it more interesting. And who would you rather work out with? Drago, Stallone, Apollo Creed, Chuck Norris, Arnold Schwarzenegger, or Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Did you see who I said?
I did. I just want you to say that on the air.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Why?
Of course. Work out? Because he is the king of working out. The other guys are all big, muscular guys. They're not quite as – they're known for being like karate or you know, Rocky IV.
Yeah, they're two fictional characters.
Schwarzenegger is known for being Mr. Universe. So
yeah.
Definitely want to work out Mr. Universe.
Which, have you ever done that body competition?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I'm not that big. No. I'm a model. I'm like small and kind of cut. I'm not even that cut anymore.
But I'm sure you can pull it off.
I'm not to get. No, we have to get way bigger. You in college, I was bigger. If I would have done that, stayed that big and got cut, I don't look like I did in college. FYI, I'm probably about 40 pounds lighter than I was. I'm more like tall and leaner.
Actually, my cousin from Minnesota, he lives there, has done that, and man, he tells me he can't eat no carbs at all, like zero, and it's pretty.
You have a cousin?
Yeah,
lives in Minnesota.
Yes, he's from Minnesota. He actually moved to Austin recently, but yeah, he got into body competition. His girlfriend's more into it, but man, it's a sacrifice. He tells me.
Have you ever visited him up here? You were here. That's
yes,
right.
Yes, I was here 2 years ago. I was there 2 years ago. So
were you here to see him or something else?
I was there to see them, my family, and I was there for a tech conference. So
Oh, that was it. Okay.
Yeah,
I thought it was something else.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was fun when in August.
If you come back, we could do
Yeah.
If you come back, we can do a live podcast.
Live sportscast, man. Of course, in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Minneapolis.
Anyways, where are you heading to tonight?
Chicago.
Ooh.
My flight's delayed. Yeah.
You're going to go see the Bears?
Yeah, of course. No, I'm going to do a job.
Tyler, if any person wants to ask you anything about anything, how can people reach you?
Tyler Turner, MPLF.
He's active on Twitter. Not as active as Jeff and Justin, but he'll definitely be on there. And
are they really active?
Yeah, they're very active. They talk about crap. And I talk about crap too, so.
What do they talk about?
Football, barbecue, weight training.
Nice.
Anyways.
I think a lot of politics. People might not want to follow me.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. It's pretty reasonable, sound logic politics. So, anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Don't vote Democrat.
That's pretty much what it's about. Anyways,
okay.
A couple big games this weekend. Definitely catch out Florida, Georgia, biggest game of the weekend. And we'll see you guys next week. Tyler, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Thanks, dude.